happy new comic book day, guys. I have a little bit of news for you. Some statues, some New York Comic Con stuff, and just general news. All stuff that any self-respecting nerd would like to hear. So let's just jump right into it. I am going to share my screen, and I am going to minimize myself so you don't have to be distracted by my beautiful face. And we are shared. We are going to start with the Scissor Walker statue by Sideshow. Well, Sideshow sells it, Sideshow Collectibles, but it's actually made by Gecko Company. Reasonably priced is $300. Payment plan, 54 a month. Pre-order, as you can see, May through July of 2019. And don't worry, my podcast listeners, there will be a link in the descriptions for you to check this out. This is a character from Nightcry. It's one of the characters that usually ends up killing me quite often, but I'm not a very good gamer. There you go. Product size is a little over 10 and a half inches tall. It's really, really good piece. Let me see about giving you guys some better pictures. We're going to scroll through the pictures here. Really rough looking dude there. Just like he looks in the game, that this is a really, really good representation of the Scissor Walker from Nightcry. That face. The base is kind of nice too. He's got a lot of etching, anagrammed, occult looking stuff on there. The scissors, even though it's polystone, it looks, they did such a good job, it actually looks metal. His clothing looks all kinds of rough, like in the video game. Oh, look, there's a severed head. A masked severed head. So, Scissor Walker from Nightcry. Really nice statue. If you're a gamer and you like Nightcry, be a good one to add to your collection. The next statue I am going to show you is, they're calling it the Superpowers Batman variant. It is a maquette by Tweeterhead. And for you guys not familiar with statue terms, maquette is one of the bigger sizes. He's coming in at 18 inches tall. The difference between maquettes and premium formats typically is premium formats have a lot of mixed media. They'll actually have a cloth suit. The belt buckle might actually be metal. And maquettes are completely sculpted. They're a complete sculpt, usually polystone. So the premium formats is just like it says, they're premium. They have the mixed media. A lot of people like that more, and some people prefer the maquettes that are fully sculpted. I prefer the premium formats. I love what they have, the real cloth costumes, and you know, weapons are made from real metal. That's just me, you know, to each their own. Either way, this maquette from Tweeterhead of Batman is just amazing. He's even got the little cleft chin in the 5 o'clock shadow. I love this thing. Coming in at 18 inches tall. It's going to cost reasonable for a statue, about $275. Payment plan going to be out, you know, July to September of 2019. Let's take some more detailed look at this. So it is, he's standing on top of a bat gargoyle at the edge of a building, you presume. Couple different angles. The backside of the cape is amazing. It's got the windblown cape. Another review there from the front. So yeah, the Batman Superpowers Batman variant. Nice. And you can't have Batman without having Robin. Superpowers Robin by Tweeterhead again. It's another maquette. Robin's a little cheaper. $250. July to September of 2019. Dude's on pre-order. Robin's shorter than Batman, of course. 16 inches tall. He's on top of a Gotham rooftop with the old looking, you know, shingled tile roof. He's just wearing, it's the old style Robin, you know, the red, green, and yellow, where he's wearing the, looks like dragon scale Speedo tights. But it's a pretty good representation of Robin. Looking all muscular on top of a rooftop there. Let's see some different angles. He's got the windswept cape too. His cape is smaller and less dramatic than Batman's. Still a nice touch on the piece. Oh, you get to see some some Robin glutes there in the back. So the Superpowers Robin, 16 inches tall. That would look really good on the shelf opposite of Batman. You should pick it up. This is a new one. It's Hot Toys Neon Tech Iron Man Mark IV Diecast 6 scale figure. That's a mouthful. Basically, it's a 6 scale iron diecast of Iron Man. This one is going to be a New York Comic Con order. You can go to Sideshow's booth at New York Comic Con if you're going, booth 1912, and put in an order for this. If there are any left over after New York Comic Con, any orders left over, they'll put them out for sale on the website. But you need to sign up to the RSVP list now. I have a feeling they're going to sell a ton of these at New York Comic Con. If there are any left, you might want to get up on that list for RSVP. It's just such a nice piece here. And I'll include links for this too. It appears to me that the lights actually light up. It doesn't say, there's not a lot of information on this, but you can see here in the chest, it looks like there's a glow and in his arms. So I'm thinking this might light up all the blue trim on this. If it actually does light up, that thing is going to be beautiful. Let's jump over to video games. I got one video game thing to tell you. The Hitman trailer for Hitman 2. Agent 47 is going to Colombia. His new mission is take out three of the big drug cartel lords. And it doesn't matter how you do it, as long as you get it done. You can go through, you kill the people, make them have accidents, drag their bodies away so that people don't see them. Typical Agent 47 stuff from Hitman. This is coming out, I know I saw a date, November 13th for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and for the PC. So if you're a fan of the Hitman game, there's Hitman 2 coming out November. Okay, this one, as you saw there, the big sign, spoilers. There are going to be spoilers. Heroes in Crisis, which comes out today. New comic book day, guys. Heroes in Crisis number one. It's kind of a therapy place for the superheroes to go. Excuse me. And Superman comes out. Well, like I said, spoilers. So if you don't want spoilers, don't listen to this part. Superman drops in on the... I'm not going to show you any of the pictures. I really don't want to spoil too much. Superman drops in at the Crisis Center. Somebody has gone through and just decimated everybody there. All the superheroes who were trying to get therapy for whatever reasons. They appear to be dead. And they at the end, they kind of give you a big hint on who did it. And by hint, I mean they pretty much show you who did it. It's the two characters they've been leading up to. They've been teasing all along, Harley and Booster Gold. A lot of these characters are not minor characters. There's a couple in there that I thought I was surprised that they off them like that. They even did in the Kryptonian artificial intelligence bots that were running the Crisis Center. They were modeled after Ma and Pa Kent. They were pretty much dismantled, torn up. People were dead everywhere. Let's see where Tom King is taking this. Heroes in Crisis. Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman are not going to be happy. The new Power Rangers, number 31. This is after the grid. If you read Shattered Grid, that's one where the Tommy character of Lord Drakkon was coming through and decimating the grid, trying to kill all the Power Rangers. He kind of didn't succeed. But this one is picking up with a storyline called Beyond the Grid. in this, you're going to see, I believe, the Ranger Slayer, Kim the Ranger Slayer. And if I remember correctly, the Solar Ranger should pop up in there also. The Solar Ranger, I believe, is a new character, the Ranger Slayer. I don't know a lot about the Solar Ranger yet. I'm an issue or two behind reading. But so far, the Power Rangers series has just been phenomenal. The artwork is great. I love the little auras they put around them there. It's almost like they got the glow from The Last Dragon. Maybe they're all masters now. And, I went a little farther down. You're going to have Legacy Wars, the Shadow Ranger. So they're pulling in some cool new Rangers. As soon as I find more about the Solar Ranger, I'll be sure to let you guys know. Let's jump over to Dark Horse. Minecraft. It's died down a little, but in its heyday, it was just a huge online game. Pretty much fully moldable environment. You can do just about anything you want, build anything you want. Boxy, you know, they had the boxy type graphics. Well, they're making a comic book. Minecraft is teaming up with Dark Horse. They're making a graphic novel called Minecraft Volume 1. It's an official licensed publication. And it is going to... They're supposedly going to do a lot more with the Minecraft license through Dark Horse. They... that's the writers. So yeah, it's going to come on sale. Summer 2019, they don't have an actual date. The whole plot is this dude and his friends, they're trying to find the ultimate challenge in Minecraft. And their quest leads them to face the Ender Dragon. You can see the artwork here. It looks to be drawn for, you know, younger kids. Maybe some adults, but mostly younger kids. And I'm okay with that. So if you have a kid and you like Minecraft, this might be a good way to get them into Minecraft. John Carpenter is going to be at New York Comic Con. Well, I don't know if he's going to be, but I know his company, Storm King, will, because they have a New York Comic Con exclusive variant cover for his new Tales for a Halloween Night. John Carpenter, one of the best storytellers out there right now. He's been around for quite some time. His movies are just cult classics. In my mind, you can't do wrong with John Carpenter. So look for the Storm King's booth, number 2304, at New York Comic Con, and pick yourself up an exclusive New York Comic Con cover for Tales for a Halloween Night from Storm King. Yeah, his stories are really good. If you haven't read any of his stuff, only watch his movies, pick up one of his books. He is an excellent writer. Another New York Comic Con exclusive deal, Aftershock. Aftershock is a comics publisher. They're trying to carve out their niche and get their piece of the pie for the comics publishers. They're a far cry from Thor. I mean, there's, you know, yeah, Marvel and DC are always battling for 1 and 2. Then there's a big drop off down to number 3, which is usually Image Comics. And then, you know, from there, the rest of them fight for what's left. Aftershock is actually starting to make a name for themselves. And at New York Comic Con, they're going to have a mystery box. It's just, this mystery box looks really cool. They're going to be in booth 2242, New York Comic Con. These mystery boxes are going to have it's a $200 value for $75. You pay them $75, you get this mystery box that's going to have a value of give or take $200. You could have graded comics in there, signed comics, rare variants, complete runs, and all kinds of other stuff, surprises from Aftershock. It'd be like Christmas. If you like that type of stuff, you're going to love it. They're also going to have a ton of signings in their booth. The two that I would be most interested in if I was there is Declan Shalvey on Thursday and Donnie Cates on Sunday. Donnie Cates is one of the up-and-coming new talents. dude is knocking it out of the park on everything he does. So if you're there, at least try to go by the Aftershock booth once. Check it out. Maybe pick up that mystery box. If nothing else, get in line and get yourself an autograph from one of those dudes. I don't think you will be upset about that. Just look for the Aftershock booth. Now you'll know what Aftershock is when you see it. Okay, of course, DC Comics is going to be at Comic-Con, also New York Comic-Con. They're going to announce their, you know, new comic book and TV plans. They are also going to have just so many big names are going to be there, from artists and writers all the way up to people who are in their TV series and movies. It's just the DC booth will be bumping all weekend long at New York Comic Con. I mean, they're kicking it off on Friday with the animated series voice actors. I mean, Kevin Conroy is going to be there. You're going to get the artist, the producer, Bruce Timm. Bruce Timm, one of my favorite artists. I've got a signed art print from him. It's amazing. I mean, then Saturday, you got another whole bunch of talent from the movie universe, the Warner Brothers Gotham's people are going to be Robin Lord Taylor. I mean, I can sit here all day and just tell you the names, but there are going to be so many big names. Jim Lee and Dan Didio are going to kick off the programming for DC. Jeff Johns is going to be, it's just crazy. All the people are going to be there with their new TV series, the DC streaming stuff, the movies. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You can use your badge to get into digital queue for the lottery system. It's all going to be tied to the badges, which I like that better than having to wait in line and get a ticket. And San Diego should take a page out of their book and do that way. Graffiti Designs, if you're not familiar with them, they do a lot of variant covers and t-shirt stuff for DC Comics. So while you're there, go check out the Graffiti Designs. You probably pick up a really cool t-shirt, maybe some variant covers, and then go get them signed when they're signing over there. So much stuff if you're in New York, you can check out. That was the last... I blanked you out. That was the last article I had for you guys. I'm going to maximize me again. As always, if you want to keep up to date with all the newest pop culture news, subscribe to this YouTube channel, mash that bell button so you get notified every time something new comes up. Have your friends go and subscribe. If you're on podcast, subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. And as always, I will be back tomorrow with more nerdy news for y'all. Later, nerds.